Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CS, are you looking forward to that the season isn't over for you and you're going to get some more games in?
I'm going to head down to Roch probably in the morning. I still have this ankle foot thing going on, so I'm just going to try to get a little healthy there and hopefully we can do some damage in the postseason.
Do you think you'll be ready for Wednesday with your ankle?
I'm not sure. It's more of a day-to-day thing, how it feels. It'll be nice to go down there and continue to get treatment, so I'm hoping it can progress well every day.
When you think to the season, what you've had here, what kind of learning experience has this been for you going through an NHL season?
Yeah, I think it's been, I've taken huge jumps personally, I think. Just being up here for however many games it was, in the style of play we play with, no hesitation. And I think it allows you to develop and just play on instincts rather than thinking so much of systems or details or anything like that. So, I think I've grown a lot as a player this year and, can carry that over in the next year in training camp and just keep going.
How would you just describe the process you went through of adjusting to speed of facing, the top guys on the other team, facing guys like, whether it be Lee on the Islanders or anybody else in the net front, just adjusting to the speed and strength as you went along in the year?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing with, matching up against other teams' top lines. You could get coached about how they're going to do it or whatever as much as you want, but until you experience it, it's not the same. So, playing against someone like Matthews, how big and strong he is, or Anders Lee in front of that, how heavy he is, guys like that, it's you have to experience it to, learn from it. So I think every game, playing different types of players, and you could take a little bit from each game and move on and get better from it. So I think that's what I try to do personally. I think that's what we did as a young D Corps too. I think it's just everybody's personality. Everyone is just themselves, and you don't have to try to be anybody else. Just be you, and you're going to be accepted into the group, and I think that's the biggest thing. It's a bunch of unique personalities colliding, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great group of guys, so every day come in the rink, and then outside the rink, we all love hanging out with each other, so it's been a ton of fun.
You like playing pranks on Dolly, and he said you're one of the funniest people he's ever been around.
No, I'm not a prank person. I'm not that creative, but I like to joke around. Dolls is an unreal person, so try to make him laugh every once in a while.
Remember when he made the Cobra comment? Like, that's just him being Rass. Like, who is he that other people?
Rass is hilarious. I don't know if he shows it in media or, but when he's not in a super competitive environment, when he's able to just relax and take a deep breath, he has a lot of jokes, and he definitely likes to laugh and have a good time. So I think we get along really well like that.
Whose personality is the most unique? You said you have a few of them there.
Oh, jeez. Most unique? Right, Anders Bjork. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth every day. So, I mean, but stuff like that's fun. You know, we sit in the locker room after practice and have your gear on still, and we just sit and talk in the room, and then, you know, someone walks in and starts a whole new conversation, and it's a fun group.
How much does it translate on the ice? Like, you know, because you're not talking X's and O's back there. So when you're on the ice and you've got almost like a friend, you know, out there on the ice with you. Just how much does that help in your performance, or at least to help you maybe relax? How does that help you guys up there?
I think both. You relax more because, you know, he has your back. And then I think it also gives you that little extra, that push. You know, you want to give that effort for, you know, you're one of your brothers. And when you are that close, it's more fun to win, and it hurts more to lose because, you know, you know what everyone else is feeling. So, I think it's huge for even just on-ice stuff too.
Who makes you laugh the hardest?
Makes me laugh the hardest?
Yeah.
Vinny Estroza.
What's how does he do it?
He's all over the place. He's jokes, mocking people. He's just a character, and I love it. I love laughing during practice, so he definitely keeps it fun.
You got 12 games in last year, in a crazy year where you were playing in empty buildings. What did you learn about playing in Buffalo for the Sabres this year, where there were people around and it was more normal?
Yeah, and with last year, we weren't really even supposed to, you know, go out to eat or anything like that. So I think this year, just getting the full experience, you go out to eat and there's a Sabres fan that, you know, wants to ask you a question or wants to say a good game. And I mean, it means a lot to me that the community has your back. So just seeing the passion for the Sabres this year with, you know, no restrictions, it's been a ton of fun. And you could see some of the games, you know, it's the building's not even full and the place is so loud and electric, and you know, I can't imagine how it is sold out every game. And so I mean, it's a lot to look forward to in this city.
You guys rave about Don letting you play free, fearless, without mistakes. What has that done for you and your personal growth this year?
I think that's huge for my confidence and growth in the short time, or in the half the year I was up here, because you're not worrying about systems and details and making sure you're in the right spot with your stick in the right spot. You're just playing. You're just making reads. You're adjusting, and that's what he wants. So for me, it was huge. So then I can, you know, play off instincts and my athletic ability more instead of overthinking and analyzing every situation of where I'm supposed to be and what system. So and especially with how young the D-Core is, I think it just lets us play a little more free. And helps you grow way faster on the fly.
What did you think about Owen and the way that he adjusted? How well he played the last 8 games of the season he was here?
Yeah, he's a special player. Even his first game in Toronto, you don't see many 19-year-olds step into the league as a D-man and have that poise and calm with the puck and just look very natural. And he's only going to get better, so it's exciting with the D we have. And he's a great kid and a great personality, and he's definitely a hell of a player.
Jealous you got the first goal out of the way?
No, I was happy for him. I was really fired up for him. I mean, I'm never the jealous type. I just want to see the team succeed, and obviously I know he's more offensive than me, so I'm not too worried about it.
Girardi told me you have a cannon for a shot. Are you surprised one of them hasn't gone in yet?
Surprise? No. it'll come eventually. It's just got to get a bounce somewhere. But, I think playing with Rast, too, last couple games, I've had some more chances. It was fine next year.
There's so much talk about, Marty, and what have you taken from Dan Girardi, a guy who played so many games in this league.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job with the young core of everything's more of a discussion. You know, when they're showing clips and showing video, we'll sit down in the video room with Marty as a decor, and just he'll pull some clips from the game the night before, and we'll just watch them, and we'll sit and talk about the reads and what you think. I think it just helps everyone learn, and obviously G's in there too, and he gives his opinions. So, it's not so much you have to do this. As a group, we're going to learn together. So I think that's been huge for all the young guys.
I've got chemistry with Brent Dalene. It was immediate. And it's funny because, like, you'll start at the left defense in a shift, and 10 seconds later, you're on the right defense. I mean, the two of you would shift in the middle of a shift. How did that chemistry come so quickly?
I think you just reading. Like we said before, our first game together, just read off each other. I mean, if you're on a side, just stay there, and the other person will – you know, see that and take the other one. And we're just putting ourselves in situations where either of us are comfortable on either side. So, you know, if he wants the right in the O zone, he could take it, and vice versa. So, it works really well. He's an easy guy to play with, obviously, with his talent. So, I enjoyed it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.